Now, Simon Etheridge is our friend and colleague from the 6PR newsroom. He's been to a police press conference regarding a missing woman and her daughter. Simon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bowie. That's
right. This is extraordinary, isn't it?
This is very strange. This is a missing mother and her daughter who haven't been seen or heard from since 1998. That's over 20 years now. Veronica Philomena Lockyer and her child, Adele Sherilee Partridge, were last seen in the Meriden, Burekoppen area in late 1998. They were only reported missing because halfway through last year in 2018, one of Veronica's other daughters, Donna, came forward to police to report her missing. Her extended family all thought that they were with one another. So anyone who would say, "Have you seen Veronica?" that sort of thing, they'd say, "Oh, I'm pretty sure that they're with so-and-so."
Wow.
Basically, what police are doing is they're looking for any information. A last possible sighting, it's still unconfirmed, was information in November of 1998 that Veronica may have caught a taxi with her child from Centrepoint Shopping Centre in Midland to a still unknown location. So at the time, Veronica was 33 years old and Adele was 7 months old. So 20 years down the track, currently she's going to be 54 years old and Adele will be 20 years of age.
So she and Veronica Lockyer was known to be have a transient lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so the police have also talked about her having extended family in the Pilbara and the Gascoyne, places such as 3 Mile and 12 Mile, some of those communities in northern WA. So very possibly this is a statewide search. So I guess the daughter that came forward obviously is concerned about their welfare.
Yeah, the daughter who came forward, Veronica actually has 6 children and she met up with her other siblings and they were discussing that they haven't seen her mother in a while. So Donna came forward to police to actually report her missing. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Veronica led a transient lifestyle. Everyone just assumed that she was with family members either in the Pilbara or Gascoyne. Something that might help anyone who would like to identify her is she has a physical impairment on her left side of her body. So her eye is physically impaired, her left eye. She also walks with a limp. So anyone really who may have any details on Veronica Philomena Lockyer or Adele Sherilee Partridge, police are urging you to please come forward and call Crime Stoppers.
And as you said, Simon, Adele was only 7 months old when she disappeared. Veronica is described as being of... She's an Aboriginal lady?
Yeah, she's an Aboriginal lady, around 162 centimetres tall, medium build, brown hair and brown eyes. The last known photo that's been able to be published, however, is from about 1988. So we have even older information.
Right, disappeared in November, December 1998. The photo is from 88. So it's been a long time. And I guess being being transient and having family through different parts of the state, you could understand perhaps how no one's really been overly concerned. And telling, of course, that the police homicide squad are involved here.
Yeah, police, the homicide squad is involved, but they are treating this as a missing persons investigation. They've also had inquiries interstate to see if perhaps Veronica moved interstate, but so far nothing has turned up. They are hoping that Veronica and her daughter would present themselves.
And this is the big phone number too, 1-800-333-000. This is the Crime Stoppers number. If you know anything about this, 1-800-333-000. Simon, I guess here at 6PR at the station, we'd probably try and get a photograph or that photograph onto our Facebook page and onto our website, wouldn't we, to see if we can help the police and Veronica's family out.
Yep, we've got the photos and we'll be putting them up shortly.
Okay, thank you very much. Simon Etheridge from our newsroom. Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Bo.
Amazing story.